Welcome back to the show for caregivers about caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. If you are putting yourself between a vulnerable loved one in disaster, and you're doing it every single day, and you're volunteering to do it, and you're frustrated, you're pulling your hair out, you're struggling, all those kinds of things, this is the show for you. This is where we speak your language. You can come in and learn great tips. Resources of our sponsors are all designed to help you with all the things that you need. And you can call in for any question that you have, 615-737-9522, 615-737-9522. If you're listening on iHeart across the country, 800-688-WLAC, 800-688-WLAC. And if you want to get some more information online, if you're on your listening right now and you're able to access your phone, text this number, 64895, and then text the word CARE, C-A-R-E. I mean, how hard is that? 64895, text the word CARE. Something that's been near and dear to my heart on this, and I've been talking about this more, and I thought I'd just wade into the show. I can't believe we hadn't talked about it on the show. Gun safety.
Probably a very important thing.
Well, think about it, John. I mean, and this is not a Second Amendment issue.
No.
So for folks that are thinking, oh, God, here we go. That's not what I'm about. 100,000 people in Tennessee alone, because we had the Alzheimer's Association on the show, and they said 100,000 people in Tennessee alone have Alzheimer's. Now, I've got that documented from the Alzheimer's Association here that covers not only Tennessee, but I think part of Alabama and so forth. But just in Tennessee alone, we have over 100,000 cases of just Alzheimer's. Now, as Dr. Clausen said when we had him on from Vanderbilt Health, dementia does not necessarily mean Alzheimer's. Now, if you have Alzheimer's, you have dementia.
Correct.
But you can have dementia without.
Dementia is a symptom.
So we have 100,000. Yes. No.
Okay.
Yeah. But we have 100,000 patients alone diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Then we have so many more with just dementia. Now, how many of those people are gun owners?
It is Tennessee.
Well, even if it's just 1%, that's 1,000 people. Now, what's happening with these things, with these guns? Who's securing these weapons? I mean, what family member is doing this? What friend is doing this? Who's making sure these weapons are secured with these folks with dementia? I mean, we don't want them to get behind a 4,000-pound weapon known as an automobile, but are we securing the weapons to make sure that they're safe? And you know what's happening is that, you know, grandpa's coming to the door in a bathrobe with a .38, and this is what's happening. A friend of mine who's taking care of her husband, and he had it. He swore up and down that she was out having an affair, and he was waiting for her at the home, and he had Alzheimer's, and it was really at the kind of the early stages that he was waiting for her at home with a loaded shotgun one day. Now this actually happened here. I'm not making this kind of stuff up here. This is what's going on. What do you do about this? What can be done? What are some things that we can do to address this issue? And here's what I suggested. And I said this yesterday at this conference I spoke in Denver. And I said, okay, if there is somebody in the church, for example, who is dealing with this and taking care of a family member with dementia or Alzheimer's and they're a gun owner, why not some of the members of the church that are gun aficionados and really experts at these things, stepping up and going to the pastor and say, look, this is what I do. I know how to secure these weapons properly and store them. I would be glad to go over and offer my services to help. What a great opportunity to care for a family. Because a lot of times the gun owner may be the big expert at this sort of stuff, but maybe the spouse is not.
Right. And you're offering your
expertise.
You know, your time and treasure. That's
and so how much does that cost? But how much does it cost if you don't do it?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it.
Well, and a lot of times people don't even think about that. You know, Dad might have had the .38 in the top part of the closet for years and years, and nobody even knew about it or thinks about it or whatever.
And then what's happened is maybe the spouse or the mom or whatever is taking care of her husband or aging husband, but she didn't really know much about guns. She didn't know much about rifles. And all of a sudden, there's a house full of them with somebody with dementia. And I thought, you know, this is something that we can do. I mean, we can reach out to our community in this way and offer our services to help. You don't have to confiscate them. You don't have to go in. It's not a Second Amendment issue. It's just a safety issue. It's like if they were out in the car every day, what would you do? You know, and we've had Matt Gurwell from Keeping Us Safe up there in Ohio, the former state trooper who started this wonderful organization about how to transition drivers from the driver's seat to the passenger seat. You know, and that's a tough conversation to have with family members.
It really is. It feels terrible on both ends.
But I got a guy that I talked with about this the other day who's big time gun guy. I mean, he's well known in a lot of circles about how he's able to do this and train and so forth. And he's talking about his own father was this way. And his father had tons of different kinds of weapons. And he's like, you know, Daddy, I need to help you maybe start. You ain't going to take my guns, you know, that kind of stuff from me. And all of a sudden you realize, okay, this is a real problem. So now you got somebody with dementia. They have weapons and they're belligerent. That is not a good combination of things to have. So it's a conversation that we need to have. And the moment you see that kind of thing, if you're a caregiver for somebody who has Alzheimer's, for example, and the first moment you get a diagnosis, before all the bad stuff really kicks in, you've got some time if you catch it early enough. Sit down with somebody and develop a plan of how you're going to secure the weapons. I mean, that's just not – I don't know. John, am I being reasonable?
No, you're being absolutely reasonable. And, you know, I'm glad this is not getting too political because that's what you're saying. This is not a political thing. This is about the community and the family engaging an individual. It's not about an overarching authority coming in, and that's not what we're trying to say.
So if you don't – if you just go to your – for example, just go to your pastor and offer your services. If you don't know where else to start, go to your pastor. You know,
because they're the ones who know the individuals.
They know what's going on in their congregation. So go to your pastor and say, look, this is something I just want to put my name down on record. If you need any help in this area of securing weapons, as you're meeting with the families in the church and going through stuff, if you need any help in this, I am very, very competent at dealing with these things. And I'd be more than happy to do this as a ministry outreach of the church to our fellow parishioners and members. What a great gift. I mean, you never know the heartache that you save yourself and others from. You only know the heartache that you have. And that's a heartache I wouldn't want to have. I mean, think about that guy coming home. And by the way, that woman was not stepping out on her husband. She was working two jobs trying to take care of him. But that's what he got in his mind. And she shows up and he's got a loaded shotgun waiting for her. And the police had to be called. I mean, it was a pretty rough scene. And I thought, let's see if we can't. I don't know anything that'll come out of this. And if you have an opinion on that, hey, feel free to call me. If I'm out of line with it, if you think this is the wrong way to think about this. But there are several organizations I know these organizations, and they would be glad to help with this. And these are gun advocacy, gun rights groups, and they would be, man, they'd be thrilled to help with this sort of thing because safety is a big deal with them. So maybe we can have a civil conversation about guns and weapons that doesn't involve politics and just say, let's help keep our people safe. So anyway, that's my pitch today for caregivers, family members with Alzheimer's or dementia. 615-737-9522. If you want to be on the show, we'll be right back with the lightning round with the Count of Monte Disco himself.
Peter Rosenberger, he's Irish on his mother's side.